Born in Bethesda, Maryland, and raised in Huntington, actor and musician Michael Cerveris has been increasingly visible in popular culture in recent years, notably on Fox's sci-fi series Fringe, where he took on a role as the mysterious character known as the Observer.
I must investigate the future and find out what I meant. I hope I get back to you in time.
He's also currently starring in a lead role for the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Fun Home, a role he won a Tony for himself as Best Actor, one of the highest honors in American theater.
Peeling plaster, sagging roof, two missing stairs, a buckled wall, I'm fired up.
As if his acting credentials weren't enough, Cerveris has also made a name for himself in music, as a touring guitarist for Bob Mould of Husker Du, a solo artist, and also as part of the country folk outfit Loose Cattle. After hearing about the flooding back home in West Virginia, Cerveris quickly rounded up his bandmates in Loose Cattle to record, mix, and produce a music video of the group covering the Bottle Rocket's Get Down River for a flood relief telethon that aired statewide on July 1st.
Rains too much, river comes down and fills up the low spots all over town.
Donations came pouring in, with Cerveris' efforts quickly pulling in over $325,000. But living in New York, he wanted to do more. As a veteran of Mountain Stage, Cerveris called host Larry Gross to make sure everyone on the show's crew was safe, but also to see what else he could do.
You know, as the days went on and the reports got more and more dire, and it became more apparent just with a level of devastation that was happening there. I got more resolved to sort of do something to try to help.
And so Gross and Mountain Stage Band guitarist Michael Lipton helped Cerveris assemble an all-star cast of musicians for a concert Sunday night at Joe's Pub in New York City. Take Me Home, a benefit for West Virginia, will feature Cerveris' own band, as well as other New York and West Virginia acts, including Gross and his wife Sandra, the Carpenter Ants, Nellie Mackay, and Anders Parker. Most of the artists for Sunday's show have performed on Mountain Stage, including West Virginia songwriter Todd Burge.
Life is humid and high with daily lows, no doubt. Just spring a leak.
Cerveris says he's been keeping his eyes and ears on the emerging artists from his home state.
Two acts that I'm really excited about who I haven't seen before, but I've gotten to know, I was referred to them and started kind of looking up, stalking them on Facebook. And now I've become huge fans of both of them. Tyler Childers, who's a really great singer-songwriter, I guess originally from Eastern Kentucky.
Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't.
And then Ona, who are a really great indie rock band from Huntington.
Being a West Virginia-grown talent comes along with a deeply ingrained sensibility to help those in need. As Larry Gross points out, the artists featured this coming weekend for Cerveris' benefit have already lent a helping hand, not only offering their talent here at home, but also by delivering supplies and much-needed labor.
West Virginians in general, they're one of the biggest characteristics of the state. One of the reasons that I wanted to stay here was that they help each other out. West Virginians help each other out by definition. It's going to be the exception of people that don't do that. And musicians and artists are right at the top of this list of people who want to help other people. They appreciate the fact that folks come to see them. They're grateful for that, and they want to give back always.
Cerveris says he hopes the benefit will not only help those in need here, but further connect him with the West Virginia diaspora that have found themselves living in New York, a population he's been meaning to find since arriving in the big city.
Well, I have to say, unfortunately, I haven't managed to cross paths with as many of those folks as I would have liked to, and in some ways this is sort of opening the door to do that somewhat. I think maybe at some level I haven't really outed myself as a West Virginian until now, so I'm hoping people are going to kind of see that and come find me. It's like the Gulf of Mexico down by
the Texaco. Two shows of Take Me Home, a benefit for West Virginia, are scheduled for Sunday night at Joe's Pub in New York City, one at 7 o'clock and another at 9:30. The venue will provide a live stream of the event via YouTube. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston. Get down.